The results from my hearing at Motor Vehicle came out issued in the usual form, applicable law, statement of facts, and the conclusion. Now, in all the time that I've been having clients' hearings at Motor Vehicles, I've never won one. Neither has anybody else. Essentially, the hearing at Motor Vehicles is to provide the very, very essentials of due process. You know, is this really your name? Okay, was this your license? And then the officer identifies him. And then the hearing officer says, okay, go ahead, now's your time to talk. I promise I'll listen. And this guy did. The reason that you always have the client ask for a hearing is because it's free discovery. It's taking a deposition without paying to take a deposition. Instead of a court reporter, which is expensive, you have it recorded by Motor Vehicles. Once you get this notice, you can request the recording be transferred onto your cassette or a disc, which is probably what it will be here. What I wanted to do, I thought I had a real chance of winning this, and to be honest with you, from the sound of this, I almost did. Because just listen to the applicable law. The petitioner's right to operate a motor vehicle on Arizona highways, etc. The petitioner's right. Lawyers for the state have always argued that you don't have a right to operate a motor vehicle. You're permitted to operate a motor vehicle. So them denying you permission is a lot less serious deprivation of your civil rights to due process than if it were a right. So that was a very nice thing right there. The findings of fact include the administrative law judge is unwilling to substitute his layman's judgment as to the petitioner's medical condition for that of the doctor. Okay, now, you see what that's saying? Hey, far as I'm concerned, he won his case, but I'm still not going to be the one to put him on the road and have somebody die, and maybe him die. So that is going to operate in my favor in a special action. Now, look, it's a big decision whether or not to pursue after this. It's a big choice to make whether or not to pursue a special action. Are you likely to win that? Yeah. Because, for one thing, it depends on the judge you get, same as always. But if the judge is going to require that the attorney for the Arizona Department of Transportation drive to Tucson from Phoenix, they'll probably call you up and say, hey, look, I'll go ahead and, you know, stipulate to your right for the temporary relief, which would simply be, you know, restoration of my right to drive until we have a full hearing. Or in other words, it's not a forlorn hope, it's a decent hope. Now, I know then, thinking about this, you're going to say, hey, I cannot afford to go to Superior Court. And I think you probably should know that this is classified by Superior Court as civil litigation. The category is unclassified. Now, look, there are ways of getting your filing fee waived, or at least an order that you pay periodic payments on it, so you can pay over time. Those forms are available for you to fill out at the clerk's office, the clerk of Superior Court. So you just say, hey, I don't have the money to pay this. She'll hand you the forms and say, go sit down and fill them out, or stand over there and fill them out. And then you sign them before the clerk. She's the same as a notary. And then she takes you up to see one of the nice judges who will say, okay, yeah, or no. But for once, you get a decision from a judge before you pay your filing fee. So it's not to be overlooked. So far as getting the service fees waived, you probably need to ask the clerk about that, because the judge can always issue an order that the the Sheriff's Office Civil Division serve them for you. Very simply put, I know that everybody wants to, hey, let's get this done and over with. You get into this the way you get into cold water, a little bit at a time. And you go down to the clerk of court's office, and you start to look around, and you start, you know, you take a number and say, hey, look, I want to file a special action, but I understand there are some forms I have to fill out, and see if she'll give them to you so that you can fill them out at home while you're preparing your special action, and then bring them back in, and you can sign them in front of the clerk so that she can do the equivalent of notarization. And then she'll take you up to the judge. But the main thing is, don't go at this bull of gate. Because, you know, the idea that, well, it didn't work the first time. I had a judge toss me out of court once, and he said that my petition for relief, this was in a dissolution action, didn't rise to granting the relief. To do that, it would have to, and he enumerated them. And while he was enumerating them, I was writing them down. Let the folks teach you how to do this. You can ask them straight out. And a lot of times, you'll get a lot of help. It's very surprising.